Libum Gomor Tamoy Ben Yomo.
Libum Gomor. Even though it's Ben Yom, okay, it still works because Libum Gomor Sarko Ben Komo burns the Isser. So, in other words, Hagola by Ben Yomo is going to be a problem in theory because the Me Hagola could become treif also. But Libum Gomor should not be a problem because it can, the Isser is destroyed, Isser gets burned.
So the necessity for Libum Gomor in the case of Yisur, Ola, and direct fire, is even needed on the Eino Ben Yomo, in the Rabbana, right?
Yes, correct.
Eino Ben
Yomo, we treat Gezerah, Eino Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo, we treat them the same.
Sorry?
We treat Eino Ben Yomo and Ben Yomo the same because of the Gezerah, Eino Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo. Correct. Correct.
But it's at the end of the day, it's the Rabbana,
correct, absolutely. And the end of the day, it won't shrape up my food, but... Oh. Okay, let's continue what we're asking yesterday.
Perfect. We're learning some of the halakhos of kashering for Pesach. Now, when we talk about kashering for Pesach, so we mentioned that there's a fundamental machlokas of Rishonim as to whether chametz is considered isura bala or hetera bala. Right? Effectively, the Gemara at the end of Avodah Zarah says that if something is isura bala, and it absorbs directly without any liquid medium, so then you require libun. If something is hetera bala, then all you require is hagala. And the Gemara distinguished between a treif keli and a keli that is nosar, that is treif because it absorbs a carbon, and then it became treif through nosar. So the Gemara says nosar, even a shpur of nosar, only requires hagala because it's hetera bala. The Mishonim discussed, what about Chametz on Pesach? Is Chametz on Pesach Hetera Bala or Isura Bala? And we noted that there is a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. It's Rashi, I should say, and the Rush versus the Rambam. They disagree that according to Rashi, the Isur of Chametz is called Isura Bala. And according to the Rambam, the Isur of Chametz is Hetera Bala. And that's why for the Rambam, there is no such thing as doing a libun ever on a chametz stick and knife. Because for the Rambam, chametz is Hetera Bala. Consequently, there is no need to do libun. Now, we could take this machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam, and we could use this to shed light on all of Hilchos Pesach, basically. Are you ready? You have to hold on tight, because we're going to try to do a lot. This Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam will mamish be nogeya for everything. Now, let's talk very generally. There is a general concept in Halacha that Isurim are bottled with how much? Anyone who's in the Shirin Yerideya, how much is it? Shishim, right? That's our phase of Judaism, right? You got it. We only give you the softballs, right? So an Isur is bottled with shishim. Anytime. So, Isurim a bottle b'shishim. Chametz b'Pesach, how much is a bottle with? Chametz on Pesach is bottle? B'mashu, it's not bottle. Chametz on Pesach is not bottle, it's usur b'mashu. Correct? Oh. Why? Why is Chametz b'Pesach usur b'mashu? So look in the Rambam, Perek Tesvav, Halacha Tes. The Rambam Tesvav Machalos Asuros Halacha Tes. Zok the Rambam Chametz bePesach. Afal Pishu Miisurei Torah. Eino B'Chalos Elu. Right, that other Isurim B'Bato B'Shishim. But Chametz bePesach is not B'Bato B'Shishim. Lefisha Eino Taruvus Asura LaOlam. Shari LaAchar Pesach Tia Kol Taruvus Muteres K'Moshe BeArnu. Lefigach Oser B'Koshehu Bein B'Mino Bein Shalom B'Mino. Zok the Rambam, the Chametz for Pesach is Oser B'Mashehu because it is a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin. In Yerideya there's this rule that if something is Oser now but will be Mutter later on, so we don't allow Bittul to take place. Chametz on Pesach is Oser now, but it's going to be Mutter later. And because it'll be Mutter later, Zok the Rambam, Chametz is not going to be batal b'shishim, rather it's aser b'mashu. Now, ordinarily, tavash yesh l'matirin is batal b'shishim min b'she'enu mino,
By chametz bePesach, we're more machmir. It's like a zooped up davar sheyesh lo matirin, and it's not going to be batal even min b'she'eino mino. But the Rambam is telling me the reason is out davar sheyesh lo matirin. So far, so good. Now, when the Rambam says a chametz is going to be mutter after Pesach, the Rambam l'cha'or is against Judaism. Because everyone gets very nervous. After Yontif, isn't there a din of chametz she'avar alaf ha-Pesach? It's mamish aser after Pesach. So the Rambam apparently holds a chametz she'avar alaf ha-Pesach. Again, there's a machlokes ha-Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, about whether chametz la'achar zmano is an iser d'oraisa or an iser d'rabbanan, or knas d'rabbanan. We pass in chametz she'avar alaf ha-Pesach is a knas d'rabbanan. So because the knas d'rabbanan, the Rambam apparently feels that knasos d'rabbanan like this are not yisurei chefza, they are yisurei gavra. And effectively, the chametz is mutter after Pesach. I can't eat it. No? That's probably the way the Rambam takes it. Rashi, however, cannot say the chametz is aser b'mashrehu on Pesach because chametz is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Because we pointed out that according to Rashi, chametz is isura bala. Now, chametz is isura bala, that means that there's a shame iser chametz against your freilach. Right? That it's always usr out chametz. So I can't say that chametz is going to be usr b'mashrehu because it will be mutter, because chametz will never be mutter. Chametz blives chametz, no? Chametz is isura bala. So how come, according to Rashi, chametz on Pesach is usr b'mashrehu? The Rashi cannot hold like the Rambam. Because the Rambam is able to say chametz is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, that chametz becomes mutter, because chametz is a tera bola. Throughout the year, chametz is mutter. After Pesach, chametz is fundamentally mutter. But Rashi, chametz is isura bola. There's a shame isur chametz all year. So I can't say it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So Rashi has a different explanation. Rashi tells me that the reason why chametz bePesach is not going to be batal, or it's also b'mashrehu, whatever term I want to use, Rashi writes in Pesachim Chavtes, the next Maramakum I give you, is ho'el u'bekarishu. No? Zot Rashi, the reason why chametz is also b'mashrehu is because chametz is a super, super chomer d'chit iser. Chametz is also b'karis. Right? Chazer, you eat chazer, you're not a good Jew, but you don't get kares. Right? The Rambam says because it's kares, that's like also from Mashu. Now you have to ask on the Rashi, kares. That's why it's also from Mashu. There are other macholos asuros that have kares. No.
Dom
chilav and dam. Right? Stam korban chatos is called in the Gemara and increases chatos chilav because chilav is always around the house. Right? Only bring up that carbon, if it is an iser kareis, right? Chaylev is ma'isim b'chol yom. That was the standard iser kareis in Judaism. Was for eating chaylev. So, how can Rashi say that chametz is also b'mashu because it's kareis? So, l'cha'ayra, this is not only a Rashi who says it. The Rush in second paragraph of Pesachim also writes that the reason for the chumra of chametz is because chametz is an iser kares. But the Rush is still serving himself, because the Rush in the fifth parak of Avodah Zarah, on the Gemara that we're learning, the Rush says that the reason why chametz is also b'mashehu is because of lo b'dili in shiminei. Most isurim are the types of isurim that all year long, I'm never going to do that. Damn. Like natural shadam katsa imenu. Now I know some of you are gonna be doctors, but we don't like blood. Yucky. Right? It's an official term. Natural shadam katsa imenu. Blood is disgusting. No one wants to eat blood. Chaylav, you're not gonna eat chaylav all year long, because it's always usr. Chametz is lo b'dili minei. Because I've been eating chametz all year long. Just yesterday I ate pizza from Pesach. I'm gonna see pizza. I'm used to eating pizza, I'll eat the pizza also. So if I put the two rushes together, and I assume that because the Rush has the same sheet as Rashi, throughout these sugyas, that Rashi, the stomach, agrees with what the Rush is saying,
So what emerges is that I need two separate reasons for chametzvi aser b'mashu within the sheet of Rashi. It's an iser kares, and it's the type of iser kares that we'll be dealing in it. It's the type of iser kares that you're likely to violate. And therefore, Rashi holds, because of these combination of factors, by the way, this is not my own chiddush, the Aruch HaShulchan, right? The Aruch HaShulchan people think of as only being a poseg, and he's not a lamed. And the Aruch HaShulchan always gives you these introductions to the sections, right? So the first Aruch HaShulchan in Tuf Mem Zayin, and if Gimel, the Aruch HaShulchan gives you the Shitas HaVishonim, etc., and he says, there's a steer in the rush. He answers, there's no steer in the rush. You need both reasons. You need the reason of kares and the iser, the reason of lo badili minei. But the yisod that we're trying to say, which is something that Rav Soloveitchik had in his Yerideya Shi'urim, is that Rashi cannot possibly hold. Rashi cannot possibly hold that the reason for the chumra of chametz is because it's a davashish l'matirin, because Rashi holds chametz as isur rebola. So therefore, Rashi has to come on to the other reason of chumra de chametz, the reason of the iser kares, which we're combining with the fact that lo bedili minei, in order to arrive at pshat in Rashi. Yeah.
How do you differentiate between davashish l'matirin and lo bedili minei? It's really one and the same.
No.
They both say that it's
only... In other words, the pshat, davashi yeshul matirin l'cha'orah, when we do shirim on Yerideh, we'll have to say, davashi yeshul matirin means that the iser becomes mutter. Chametz, the iser doesn't become mutter. Amalat, the chepta of iser, right, remains the chepta of iser. Chametz blights chametz all year long. Oh. So far, so good? Let's go back there. Alright. Ready? Ready for more? What are the nafkaminas between the parish of Rashi and the parish of the Rambam? So there's two possible nafkaminas, and two that are stated by most mefarshim, and I'd like to add a third nafkamina, and I think between this we'll basically summarize most of Hilchos Pesach. Nafkamina number one is, you know, there are different zmanim on Erev Pesach, right? Chazan, you referred to this briefly. The Torah writes, Ach bayom harishon tashbisu sa'ar mibateichem, ach cholak, meaning that yom harishon, which is the day before Pesach, according to our tradition, yom harishon means erev Pesach, the day is split and there's an iser chometz at some point on the day. Ach cholak means half of the day has an iser chometz and half of the day is mutter and chometz. So mechatzos ve'elech, there's an iser of chometz on erev Pesach. What exactly the parameters of that Isser Chametz on Erev Pesach is unclear. Is there an Isser Bal Yira'eh Bal Yimotzeh on Erev Pesach after Chatzais or not? Rashi, throughout the first parak, seems to assume that there is an Isser of Bal Yira'eh Bal Yimotzeh even on Erev Pesach, but the majority of Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and the majority of Rishonim assume that Erev Pesach there's no Isser Bal Yira'eh Bal Yimotzeh, but there is just a mitzvah essay of tashbisu. No? The nafkamina is, how bad do you have to feel if you forgot to sell your chametz or something? No? I had someone call me this past year. I came back from Mechiras Chametz, and I burned my chametz. Rav Schechter holds that you're supposed to burn the last drop of chametz that you own. So after I do Mechiras Chametz, then I rush back to the Heights, all the way from Riverdale, very far, and I burn my chametz. So after I'm done burning my chametz, which is already pretty late, because you know, I don't start so early, because I wait till I get back, and it's like 10 minutes before the end of the Zman, I'm walking home, and some guy calls me, says, Rabbi Schwartz, what do? I just woke up. So I'm like, oh, you're asking about davening shachris, you know. So he's like, no, he didn't sell chametz. What can you do? I'm like, I'm done. I sold my chametz. He's like, well, can you just run me through very quickly how to sell chametz? I'm like, listen, there's now 9 minutes left to this man. There's no way in 9 minutes over the phone I could teach you how to sell chametz. So the guy's like, yeah, but I have a goyish and next door neighbor. I'll just knock on his door. And the Bar Mechanna's like, yeah, but you don't know what you're doing. Like, you know, selling chametz isn't like an easy business. So in the meantime, the guy tries to look online for ways to sell chametz. He finds some video. The video takes him like 20 minutes to watch the video about how to sell chametz. By the time he calls back and says, I know how to sell the chametz. How's I put it together? So I'm like, it's over. Right? You missed it. It's too late. Right? So how bad does that guy have to feel? So he asked me, what do I do now? I said, burn your chametz. Take the chametz and destroy it. That's not so difficult. He also didn't do bittul even. Like, azash mendrik. I hope he's not listening to this yet. It takes such talent to remember to sleep on Erev Pesach until... whatever it is. Okay, fine. These are good stories of the heights. Now, how bad do you have to feel? So Rashi would say you have to feel terrible because you violated Bayura Bayumatze. Most of the time, there's no Bayura Bayumatze on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Everyone holds Erev Pesach after Chatzos, there is no Kares. The Isser Kares for sure sets in once Yom Tov begins. That is basic Judaism. Chazan?
Yeah. Did he call? I mean, I'm trying to follow up on the story. Did he call you before Chatzos or not?
He called me right before the Zman of Sreifas coming. He said that.
All right. Maybe he could still be Hattori. Still
yeah, but we pass it becomes Aser Bahana'a. So now we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. So I think it's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Right? Rabbi Meir holds that basically there's a 1 hour Zman that you have before Chatzos right. Where they Aser. And Rabbi Yehuda gives us 2 hours. So if Yehuda says, Ochlan ko arva, sarfin bitzvila chamish. Right? That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. We pass in, like, Rabbi Yehuda in terms of Erev Pesach. Okay, so sorry. Now, let's say Erev Pesach, you have a taruvus of chametz. Let's say chametz gets mixed in on Erev Pesach. Is it going to be usher b'mashehu or not? So l'cha'ayra, this should depend on the machlokas between Rashi and the Rabbi. According to the Rambam, that the reason why chametz isn't usher b'mashehu is because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, even erev Pesach, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and it's going to be usher. And it's going to be also from Ashur, according to the Rabbi. But according to Rashi, that the reason why Chametz is also from Ashur is because it is an Isser Kares, it's because it's an Isser Chamor. So Rashi would say, you know what, the Isser Kares, that's not until Yom Tov begins. Erev Pesach, even noch Chatzos. Even Erev Pesach after Chatzos, there's no Isser Kares. Therefore, according to... according to Rashi, so l'cha'ayra the chametz should be batal b'shishim on erev Pesach before Chatzos. You would say this shayla never comes up. What idiot has this shayla? So we have the Rabbi Savolovsky case, right? That we speak about in the Yerideya Shiurim. That let's say you have a guy or who calls the rabbi in a panic situation that a young woman is baking a cake on Erev Pesach and she's using her Passover matzah meal and there wasn't enough matzah meal in the box. So she says, oh, I have other matzah meal. She goes and she pulls other matzah meal out and adds it in to her matzah meal to bake the cake. And lo and behold, it's not for Passover use matzah meal. Oy vavoy, taruvus of min b'mino on Erev Pesach, not for Passover use matzah meal, it gets mixed with Passover use matzah meal. Now the punchline to the story is not as exciting as... not for Passover use matzah meal is in all likelihood kosher Pesach. Also, just don't tell anyone. Right? Shh. Basically, what it means, this was straight, not for Passover use matzah meal, what it basically means is that they don't have the same level of pidurim and etc. and shmirah, but it's probably not chametz. So that's probably the answer. But in Timsalemar, it's chametz! So now what happens? I have a tarufis of kemach bekemach. Right? Is kemach b'kemach, lach b'lach, is kemach b'kemach, yavesh b'yavesh. Right? That's going to be really important later on. You're having too much fun. You know I talk about this.
It's good.
I have a limited number of stories. So, Lemaisa, the question though, as to whether Erev Pesach, can you eat the cake on Erev Pesach? Let's say it like this. Right? One shiloh would be if I bake my not for Passover, if I mix not for Passover, use matzah meal, Passover, use matzah meal, can I save it to chometz? That's going to be a shiloh called chozer v'neir. That's going to be a shiloh that once Pesach starts, maybe in tzimtzum omer, the not for Passover, use matzah meal is really chometz. Once Passover starts, it could become, the iser could shoot back. That's called chozer v'neir. That's one shiloh. But can I eat it on Erev Pesach? Can I eat on Erev Pesach? Do I assume there's an Isser Mashahu, Im Timtzum Omer, it's Chametz? Or do I say, no, it's going to be Batal. It's going to be Batal. Again, it's Kemach B'Kemach, Batal, Chad B'Kshrei, like Yavish B'Yavish, whether it's Batal B'Shishim, like Lach B'Lach, Ayin, the Shach, and Simen Kuf Tes, and we have fun with that Shach. But the Yesod could be that maybe it's going to be Batal on Erev Pesach, because we hold like Rashi. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like Rashi. In Tuf Mem Zayin, Se'if Beis, right? In Shulchan Aruch, we write, the Mechaber paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Tuf Mem Zayin, Se'if Beis, and as everyone knows, the minig is that we paskin like Shulchan Aruch, right? So in Tuf Mem Zayin, Se'if Beis, it says that Chomet on Erev Pesach, Chomet Shinis Arab, Mishay Shay Solomaila, Ad Halaila, Eno Oser Bemashahu, Elodino, Kisha Ar Isurim. Right? That means that we pass in like Rashi, not like the Rambam. So that's one nafgamina, and Shulchan Aruch has a clear psach on this question. Another possible nafgamina between Rashi and the Rambam is something that's called Chomet Nuksha. Chomet Nuksha is as follows. There are two different taiches of Chametz Nuksha, and I always forget this. I always have to look in Rabbi Eider's book. By the way, just word for the wise, Rabbi Eider learned here in Yeshiva, Shimon Eider. Here's my father in law's Chavrusa, when my father in law was a student here. The way they used to learn is whenever they got stuck on something, they would send questions to Reb Moshe. Rabbi Eider is like the father of English language. He was Nifter a few years ago. He's like the father of English language Sfarim. He used to be the director of learning in Camp Monk. Right? So Rabbi Eider was a choice. And they sent Shilohs to Moshe. I'm not sure if some troops in English Moshe to my father-in-law because of the times when he was learning with Rabbi Eider. So Rabbi Eider defines Chametz Nuksha in two different ways. One type of Chametz Nuksha is called Si'ur in the Gemara. Si'ur is different than Sa'ur. Sa'ur means starter dough. Sa'ur does not mean yeast. Yeast is mutter to own on Pesach. Yeast is not a problem. Sa'ur is starter dough. Starter dough means dough that you leave and develops tons of microorganisms on it, and you throw a tiny drop of the starter dough into something else, and it makes the other dough rise. I never thought I'd get a shiloh like this, but a few years ago, someone in my shul, who's a Baal Tshuva, asked me the following shiloh. Some of these starter doughs can live for like hundreds of years, and they're very expensive. It's worth its weight in gold. The stuff is gewaldic. This guy's a Baal Tshuva, and he asked me a shiloh. He says, you know, my parents, they live out in California, and they like baking, and they gave me a gift of some sourdough. Not one Pesach, like 50 years of Pesach, this stuff was. Right? This guy's a Baal Tshuva. His parents never sold the chametz. I feel terrible. What do you tell this guy about the sourdough that you get as a gift from your parents? Your parents are like, you know, we're giving you mamish. It's like, you know, the crown jewels over here. Right? It's the sourdough. Okay. The question is whether there's any kulas that's already advanced Talmud. So sa'ur is sourdough. Si'ur in the Gemara is type 1 of Chametz Nuksha. Si'ur means something that the chimut process began and then stopped. Something that became partial chametz. According to many Mishonim, si'ur is, for example, mei peiros. Make peros according to Chach Mipravans. Even when the Gemara says make peros ain nachmitzin, but make peros comes liday chametz nuksha. No? There's another version, by the way, in Chach Mipravans, and the Isser of kidneys, right? There's one version of a ravid that is probably a mistake ravid, a parakei of Hilchos Chametz. So we have this ravid on Halacha Beis about May Peros, but there were different manuscripts that had that ravid on Halacha Aleph, which is about kidneys. And according to one version, the Isser kidneys is because kidneys doesn't come in the Chametz Gomor, but comes in day Chametz Nuksha. That the Chimutz process begins, but doesn't get all the way there. That was one version. What's interesting to note is that among Chachmei Pravans, because precisely they raised the level of the Isser Kidneos, eventually they got rid of the entire Isser. They felt that Kidneos is Mamish Aser Al's Chametz Nuksha. And the Mela, later on they say, what are you talking about? It's not Chametz Nuksha. What were we thinking? So they said, no Isser. Right? Sometimes if you raise the level of the Isser, then you end up getting rid of it later on. Okay, so Zion, that's like a kidneys issue. So one type of Chametz Nuksha is Seor. Chametz Nuksha type 2 is Chametz that was not ever Ro'oi La'achila. That is Chametz Nuksha type 2. Pastes, glues, stuff like that. The Gemara at the beginning of the third paragraph himself discusses these things. Those are Chametz Nuksha in that they were never Ro'oi La'achila. If something was Ro'oi La'achila, so then it loses the shame Chametz when it's not Ro'oi La'achila's Kelach. But something that never was Ro'oi La'achila is going to be Chametz Nuksha. Chametz Nuksha, there's probably an Isser on Chametz Nuksha, either Nisa Drabon or Nisa Dairaisa, but Chametz Nuksha, there is no Kares for sure. So, is Chametz Nuksha going to be Batal Bishishim, like She'ari Surim, or is Chametz Nuksha also Aser B'mashahu, like Chametz? If I hold like Rashi that the reason why Chametz is not Batal is because Chametz is an Isser Chamor, because it's an Isser Kares, so Chametz Nuksha is not Aser Kares, no? So Chametz Nuksha would be Batal B'Shishim. But if I'm a Rambam Yid and I hold that the reason why Chametz is not going to be Batal is out the Dover She'yesh Lo Matirin aspect. So in Chametz Nuksha also is like a davar sheyesh lo matirin. And Chametz Nuksha also is not going to be batal. Look in the Mishnah Berurah, Taf Mem Zayin Sifkat and Tes Vav. We mentioned that we paskin like Rashi that Erev Pesach Chametz is not Osir b'mashehu. And Rashi says, and the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Tes Vav, Le'inyin Chametz Nuksha Teicha Pesach Yesh machmirim lo asrei b'mashehu. The Taz says that Chametz Nuksha is going to be asrei b'mashehu. Avodas hamagen Avram v'or harbe achronim came in the Ein Bo Karis l'kula yalma. And according to many, it's only asrei midrabon and it's batal b'shishim. V'yesh lismach aleihem b'shas hadchak. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says that although we paskin like Rashi lachalutin in terms of Erev Pesach, that the Isser Chametz is not b'mashehu, because we pass him like Rashi, the Isser Chametz is out to the Chumrah, but in terms of Chametz Nuksha, perhaps we treat Chametz Nuksha like an extension of the Isser Chametz, that's what the Taz says, and the Mishnah Berurah is not as inclined to be Mekel. He says, B'shas HaDechak, you can rely on Rashi. But Shalom B'shas HaDechak, you should not rely on Rashi. That is the second nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam. Okay, so far so good. Yeah.
Where do you have the mitzvahs of eating Chametz Nuksha if it was never Ro'oi La'achila?
So some of the stuff you decide to eat it, so there is ordinarily an iser of achshavei.
You don't have anos, we're not grown on whale.
generally speaking, there's a din of achshavei, that if I eat something that's not very lachila, right, there's again, not for now. Okay. Let's go one more nekuda. One more nekuda. This, I think, might be correct. I'm not 100% sure is correct. Until now, everything is like standard Judaism. There's a machlokes in Taf Mem Zayin Se'if Daled about if chametz nis'arev kodem ha-pesach v'nisbato b'shishim, is it chozer v'neyer b'pesach or not? So opinion one in Shulchan Aruch is that it's not chozer v'neyer. The Yesh Chokin, opinion number two, is that chametz on Pesach is chozer v'neyer. If you open the tour and you get underneath the hood of this issue, so interestingly, it's the same players, no? It's a machlokes between Rambam on one hand and Rashi slash Rush on the other hand. Whoa. Now, does anyone want to plug this in? Right? How is the machlokes? Again, Rush holds that Chametz on Pesach is not Chozer V'Neyer. Rambam holds Chametz on Pesach is Chozer V'Neyer. How does this connect to whether Chametz is Hetera Bola or Yisura Bola? Does anyone want to plug this in? I think it connects, but again, I'm not 100% sure. Dun 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 dun. So Hanir Lafi in his deity, and I saw in the Dirshim which the Brewers that they quote a Prima Godam who says this. But I looked for it and I didn't see it. I didn't have the, someone in the Beis Medrash, chutzpah, someone took the all the good editions of the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Pesach where you can actually read the Prima Godim. They only left me with the old one. And it's Mavrish not right. Like, they should tell people. I need these like Shulchan Aruch, so the Prima Godim. So it's a passage. But what can we do? You'll hang the sign.
That's how I see.
Huh? Okay, good. It's good if you admit to your avarice. It's like the first step in Shuvah. Very important. So the Prima Godim Tainas, that this should be Tolei Zebezeh, and I think it goes something like this. You see, Rashi holds a chametz is fundamentally an Isser. Throughout Yerideya, I have cases of Isurim that are bottle, and I don't say Chozer V'Neyer. An Isser is bottle. The Isser remains bottle afterwards. There might be a din of chayzer v'neyer in terms of if I add additional isser, like in Sadi Tes if hey, right? If I add additional isser afterwards, stuff like that. But fundamentally, once an isser is bottle, it remains bottle. For Rashi, for the Rush, chametz on Pesach is an isser. Chametz on Pesach is isser. So it's not going to be chayzer v'neyer. But the Rambam who holds that chametz is fundamentally heter, so heter is usually not bottle. How does basar b'cholov work? How does basar b'cholov work? So basar b'cholov works based on the special din in the sinas time, etc. That's where the Kiva Eger has in it. Shuvah, that's like a huge discussion in Hilchos Basar B'cholov. But on a fundamental level, heter should not be bakal. Tisus has this in terms of shatnez. Right? Now, how come if I have one string of pishtim in the Begin Chot Semer, how come the whole thing is usher? The answer is because on a fundamental level, heter should not be bottle. So the Rambam might say something along the lines of, you know what, chametz on Pesach, it's fundamentally heter. For some reason, right, the Rambam says, well, allow some bittle of chametz before the yontiv, but once the yontiv comes along, it's going to be chozer v'neyer. It's going to be chozer v'neyer insofar as heter fundamentally shouldn't have bittel. It's not a din of chozer v'neyer, the Israelite comes back. It's a din that there was never really bittel on the heter. Perhaps that's the pshat within the Rambam and his chozer v'neyer, and maybe this would be the pshat in this machlokas. Oh, let's just summarize what we have over here. We have a machlokes Rashi versus the Rambam about whether chametz on Pesach is iser or heter. No? Is chametz isur rebola or heter rebola? And then hamistaif mizeh is whether the chumr of chametz is hatzav sheish l'matirin. Hamistaif mizeh are the nafkaminas, and perhaps the din of chozer v'neir also emerges from this. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber paskins fundamentally chametz is not chozer v'neir in Taf Mem Zayin. He quotes the second day as a yesh chokim. In Taf Mem Beis, for some reason, the Mechaber paskins it is chozer v'neir. The Ramah splits between lach balach and yavish b'yavish. The Ramah writes that taruvus of lach balach is not chozer v'neir, like we explained. The taruvus of lach balach, the pshat is that the isser is commanded lasadami. The taruvus of yavish b'yavish is going to be chozer v'neir according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam. That's the din of Chozer v'Neir. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, and we mentioned this yesterday very briefly, there is a stira also as to whether we treat chametz like Isura Bala or Hetera Bala. We mentioned that the shkudin, the spits of chametz, require libul chomer. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That sounds like it is Isura Bala. But yet we pointed out that in Taf Nun Beis, we hold that I'm allowed to kasher kelim early in the day, and I don't have to worry about shishim, or making it eno ben yomo, because fundamentally we're assuming chametz is hetera bala. And this is a stira in the Shulchan Aruch that everyone asks, and the Mishnah Berurah basically says, you know what, ignore the Mechaber in Taf Nun Beis. This, that we are meko on kashering kelim erev Pesach, early in the day, before Shavuot Migdias, before Shavuot Shishis, whatever it is, early in the day we may go on Kasher and Kalim even without Shishim, even if it's a Ben Yoimai, the Mishnah Berurah says don't do that. Because of the Mishnah Berurah, we have to treat chametz like it is Isura Bala. And we mentioned that Rav Soloveitchik felt that fundamentally chametz is Hetera Bala, and it's just a chumra by the Shpudin and Askalachos. That's basically what we mentioned. I saw, however, that Rabbi Ganek, in his Sefer, the Gan Shoshanim, on page 33, Rabbi Ganek has a way of trying to be miyashiv the stira in Shulchan Aruch. Remember, Mechaber holds that Shpudin Askelos requires libun. Yet the Mechaber holds that it's considered hetera bala insofar as early in the day, Erev Pesach, I don't make shishim. It doesn't have to be Engel Ben Yomo to Kasher, but if it's Yisur Bala, you should make shishim. How does that work? So Rabbi Ganek answers as follows. If you read the Piyut for Shabbos HaGadol, now the Piyut for Shabbos HaGadol is quoted by the Balei HaTaisus LaHalacha, no? There's a few very, I think many communities no longer say the Piyut for Shabbos HaGadol. If you don't say Piyut, you should learn this one. This one is, it's written by Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam. It is chock full of Chidushim LaHalacha. And one of the statements in the Piyut for Shabbos HaGadol is Azoy. Sakini de'ishtamesh buhu chamiro la'arochen. Im efshalasosan chadoshim heim mishubachen. The knives that you used for chametz, if you could get new knives, it's better. And this is a pella. Because why on earth should I have to get new knives? Al koponim lechatzchila. And the Magen Avraham quotes this in Tafnun Avsef Katan Vav. The Magen Avraham quotes, I think I give you this Magen Avraham on the source sheet somewhere. Magen Avraham quotes, yeah. That it's better, mutav lichnais chadoshim, it's better to purchase new items and not to kasher for Pesach. If you live in New York City, sometimes it's difficult. You don't have that much storage space, so you have to kasher stuff. But if you live in a large home in suburbia, so you can buy new items. Today, kashering is not done as much as it used to be, but hilzayin. So, Rabbi Ganek suggests that maybe the pshat is a hetsher kelim lePesach is really b'diyeved, because the ideal is that you should have brand new kelim. The ideal is that you should have brand new kelim. And maybe that's why we won't allow haga'olah on something that's hetera bala that absorbed directly. You see, the Rav explains himself about the Zara. Let's say I had a shpud.
and Nishput absorbs Nisar. And then I do Hagala. So the Gemara says it gets it out. Zakhtaran, it doesn't get all the Isser out. The Pshat is that Ayyadei Hagala, most of the Isser leaves. Libun gets all the Isser out. Hagala doesn't get it all out. However, if it's Hetera Bola, that tiny drop of Isser that remains is not so significant, and we don't care about it. It's something akin to Nafbar Nafta Hetera. Nafbar Nafta Isura is Osir, like we mentioned yesterday. Nafbar Nafta Hetera is Mutter, because, yes, there's a little bit of Isser, but it's a little bit of Isser. Little bits of Isurim, you can... little bits of Isurim, you can get out. Or a little bit of Isser, we allow you to use it. There's a tiny bit of residual Isser. That's a pshat nafar nafta hetera. And the pshat of Kaili that requires, that has heter, that's embedded in it deeply, if you do Hagola, it gets it out somewhat, not completely. If it gets some of the Isser out, most of the Isser out, but not completely, so maybe we won't allow the use of Hagola on the Shabbat for Pesach, because by Pesach we require Kalim Hadasha. You require a new Kalim. It's not new. Libun burns the Isser out entirely. So the Kalim is Kalim, it's new. But Hagola doesn't burn it out entirely. It's not new. That's Rabbi Ganek's suggestion, which I think actually works very nicely. Okay, Chevra, I think we have completed this year's month. Actually, I have one more ha'ara just very quickly. Whether chametz is called hetera bala or isura bala, I thought it's totally in two opinions in the Zohar. The Zohar has two dimyonos. Either we compare chametz to the yetzer hara, or we compare chametz to gaiva. You know, matzah is very flat, bread rises. Gaiva, unlike yetzer hara, gaiva is good in small amounts. Gaiva is not a bad thing all the time. You need a little bit of gaiva. Geis de kedusha, gevaldik, right? If you hold chametz is like gaiva, it's hetera bala. It's good all year. But leil haseder, any amount of gaiva is terrible. Ani Hashem, ani v'lo imalach, ani v'lo sarap. It's only the Rebbein Hashem. Don't hold it yourself at all. That's yisur of leil haseder. But if chametz is dunya the yetzer hara, then it's yisur bala. Yetzer hara is always bad. And there's nothing good about it. Again, I think this is Alpi Machshava. I don't know if it's correct or not, but we should have a mincha. I'm happy to discuss after. Thank you for listening.